Making After School Cool.
Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those interested in the activities youth are engaged with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education. And I'm your host, Mike Wilson. As we continue to deal with unpredictable circumstances like winter storms, learning new ways of providing services during a pandemic, or the importance of understanding our diverse communities during the season of social change, many nonprofits had to make adjustments to their service delivery while building or maintaining supportive collaboration with partners. The Broadspan Consulting Group defines partnership and collaboration as strategic relationships between nonprofits that are intended to achieve more significant impact than any organization could create on its own. These alliances exist along a broad spectrum of purposes, ranging from little interaction to more active integrated services. Having a supportive partnership with other entities is one of the best ways to strengthen service delivery and create a lasting impact on clients. But that partnership can be difficult to find and even harder to maintain. To speak on the benefits of supportive partnerships is my guest, Jason Hammond. Jason is the life science educator and science outreach manager for the Children's Museum of Houston. Jason has been with the Children's Museum for the last 7 years. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast. How are you doing today?
Hey, everybody. I'm really good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking some time to be our guest. First, tell me about your role with the Children's Museum.
So I actually moved from California to Texas to join the Children's Museum. And when I first started, I was the science station manager within the museum. So I actually wasn't doing outreach at first. I was just put on to like take care of a couple of the galleries, how does it work, matter of factory and whatnot. But then within like 5 months of me being here, there was a change in staff and I was asked to join the what we call the ASTEAM program, the After School Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math program in collaboration with the YMCA. So what the YMCA does is they are already in schools, and what we provided for them was weekly science activities that they would do for the 28-week after school year. So right now I'm still doing that with our Houston Kids program. The ASTEAM program is kind of on hold right now until we figure out what's going on with everything. But the Houston Kids program is also through the YMCA. So they've been my longest lasting and most enduring and greatest of partners, even though I do other things. Right now, I'm also the life science educator within the museum. So I'm in charge of what we call Power Play and Power Science Lab. And it's a focus on like the human body and how we can take care of it through exercise and nutrition.
So in your opinion, what are the different forms of supportive partnerships that you have experienced?
So for the most part, the partnerships I've dealt with, I've done things with Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, YMCA, Boys and Girls Club. For the most part, my role has always been to provide them with a curriculum. And then what they do is they, through training that I also provide, they deliver the curriculum to their students or their campers or whatnot. And the other part of the collaboration and the partnership is we would go into their sites, like me and my staff, and you know, support them in like, okay, today we're doing whatever it is they're doing, conductive tape name tags. And we go in and like, okay, you okay with this activity? Are you good? You want any help? And if they would ask for like, oh yeah, maybe you can start it off and, or maybe we can finish it, you can finish it up or something like that, we would help them that way. But we were mainly there to just encourage them to become better deliverers of curriculum.
For the Children's Museum and other youth servicing agencies, what are the benefits of having collaborative partners?
Well, the biggest benefit for us is we are dedicated to helping and serving our communities, and these partnerships allow us to get into the communities all over Houston and the greater Houston area. When we were at our greatest amount of sites with the ASTEAM program, we were kind of fluctuating between 148 and 154 sites every year. So every couple of weeks, my team and I would deliver science kits to 154 different sites. And they weren't all just in Houston. We were going down to Galveston for a long while. We were going all the way up to Huntsville until the pandemic started. We were going to Baytown. We were going into the Fort Bend area. And then we even started going into housing areas, you know, like Cooney Homes and things like that, and delivering our programming within those apartment areas, New Hope and those kinds of places. So it allows us access to the community at large, and that's a huge thing for us.
Do your organization have any requirements that must be met prior to establishing a partnership?
That right there isn't so much what I deal with, but there's always like a memo understanding, if you will. There's always like, okay, these are the things that you're gonna do, and these are the things that we're gonna do. And for the most part, it's already what I talked about. It's, you'll make sure that there's a, you know, you provide us with the kits, you know. You'll make sure you attend trainings. You'll, you know, have meetings with us when we need to, if it's needed, or on, you know, bi-monthly, you know, three times a year basis. And our end would be to, like, you know, provide the curriculum, train the staff, and provide support. So it's really, it's pretty much that way through all the partnerships I'm at. And in some cases, partners have come to us, and it's just been lucky that they kind of ask the same thing of us, except maybe sometimes I have to deliver the program instead of a person at the site. So mine's pretty, like, since I've been here, has pretty much followed that same formula of, you're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to meet together, and it's all going to be great.
Have you ever experienced a negative, or have you ever had a negative relationship with another agency? And if so, how did you handle it?
I wouldn't say I've ever had a negative relationship. I've always had really good and strong relationships with partners, to the point where, like, in some cases, a partner I had years ago has contacted me, like, after 6 years, and like, hey, we want to partner up again. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I honestly, I'm sometimes like, I don't even remember, this is so long ago, you know. So really, we're just, I would say, just really good at picking our partners. And in some cases, we have like a historical partnership. Like with the YMCA, we've been dealing with them for 16 years since the HK program started after Katrina. And I've been doing it for seven of those 16 years, or six, I would say, six of those 16 years. I've seen changes within the YMCA. I've seen staff come and go, but because our partnerships have already been so strong, there's never been much problem when there's change. So no, I actually would say all the partners I've dealt with have been really great, at least on my end.
Great. Well, Jason, thank you so very much for joining us for this episode of the Making It School Cool Pod.
Thank you, sir. Take care of yourself.
You have a good one.
After school, cool.
The topic for today's podcast focused on establishing successful collaborative partnerships. Let us thank our listeners for joining us in this episode. Please join us for future podcasts as we continue to explore issues relevant to the needs of the out-of-school field.